This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Green is the predominant color on the land that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojalote. The riparian corridor of that creek is lush green. Different shades of lush green, I should say. But the emery oaks, the sycamores, the ash trees, the canyon hackberries are wearing their late spring wardrobe. The oaks are done blooming, and considering how wet the creek bed was over the winter, and seeing an abundance of flowers on those emery oaks, I suspect there will be an amazing mast on those emery oaks in the bed of the creek and along the banks of the Ojalote. Acorns galore. And it's always fun to have acorns galore, especially acorns galore of the highly edible acorn of the emery oak. The honorific common name of the emery oak is Bayota. Oh yeah, I mean a good name for the borderland oak with the sweet acorns. Hey, the mesquites in the grassland are leafed out and flowering as I speak. Recent overnight temperatures have dropped to the 40s, and looking ahead just a little bit, I see some 30 degrees maybe coming in, but maybe we're going to be frost-free. I don't know. When your peach trees set fruit, surely a freeze will follow. I'll keep you posted. Oh, and even the wait-a-minute bushes are leafing out. Took their time. What's that name? Mimosa biuncifera. They took their time leafing out, but dark, spiny branches are concealed in gazillions tiny green leaflets. And though they appear harmless and lush, do not wade into or through wait-a-minute bushes. Oh, no. Your jeans will appear to have been nibbled on by small piranhas. Oh, the magnificent walnut trees along our driveway are leafing out, and male catkins hang from last year's woody branches and hopefully will pollinate the more subtle female flowers hidden in the new branches and the new foliage. And then small walnuts will form and fall to the ground later this summer. Small walnuts that seem hardly worth the effort to get to the meat, not like the walnuts of my youth in Kentucky, a much larger nut and worth cracking. But I love our native walnut, and I always grow a few to sell. It's a magnificent shade tree, and some wildlife like the nuts. I mean, think rodents with big gnawing teeth. Yeah, squirrels, those kind of things. Anyway. I really love the stain on my hands when I gather and clean the husk off those little acorns. What's our genus species of our Arizona walnut is Juglans major. Major compared to one in Texas, which is Microcarpa. Bigger than that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they're tiny. Anyway, that stain on your hands from cleaning walnut husks. How cool is that? I know what I was going to tell you. I forgot to tell you. Was that I got an unusual plant growing in our yard, a sweet acacia. It came up on its own, a volunteer, and I can only guess that the seed arrived in the soil of a plant or in some mulch that I purchased. I saw it coming up and thought, I mean, I know the plant, but I said, that's going to freeze. There's no way it's going to live here at 4,800 feet in the desert grassland. I'll leave it and watch it. Well, it didn't freeze, and it survived two winters. So far, pretty mild winters, I guess, but still, sweet acacia. I remember them getting frost damage when up in Tucson landscapes when I worked in the trade, the wholesale nursery industry in Tucson years ago. I remember those acacias getting hit. But there it is, blooming away, yellow fragrant balls of flowers, cheery yellow and glorious fragrance. It is Acacia farnesiana, or now I'm pretty sure it's Vachellia farnesiana. Yeah. But sweet acacia still works, right? It used to be a workhorse in the urban landscapes of southern Arizona. I mean, how many thousands of them were planted in medians and right-of-ways, and the fragrance of the sweet acacias in the later spring, it would just blanket sections of town. What an amazing odor. It just brings back amazing urban memories of a favorite town, Tucson, Arizona. In southern Arizona, it's native, rare. So it's sort of questionable. It's rare. It sort of shows up in weird places. West side of the Bob McKeevries. My friends Bob and Glenda Zahner called me years ago, seen it blooming down near Ruby. But really, I think of it as a real urban landscape tree. Yeah, the species name Farnesiana is after the gardens of Farnes in ancient Rome, mid-16th century. And that sweet acacia essence, that fragrance, that's still used in making perfumes. Yeah. Our native whitethorn acacia certainly rivals sweet acacia in floral fragrance. It really does. But near the back door of our 1991 Marvelette, a sweet acacia blooms, and its sweet fragrance reminds me of Tucson and the surrounding desert, which is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.